picked up his dribble at the top of the arc. No one coming to help. Finally, Pascarelli receives it. 10 on the shot clock, 13 on the game clock. Step back three, money! Josh Pascarelli puts the Red Foxes back up two.
Lee calling for the ball up top. Maris has five to shoot. Tarul can't find an open look. Ditches it to Lee. Butter! 6-point lead, Red Foxes.
Collins Roberts battling screen after screen, and now a huge mismatch on the inside against Okpomo. Oh! Daughtry swipes it away!
What a block!
That was sent miles away into a new area code. Second one is good as well. 34-30 is the lead. Once again, back to two possessions.
Yeah, now that was just a fourth point for McComb on the game. Averaging 17 on the season.
Red Fox have done a great job at limiting him. However, it's been some other factors contributing to the New Hampshire lead. Collins Roberts off the handoff, drives in towards the lane. It's poked away, and it's going to stay with the Red Foxes. 12 remains on the shot clock, 8:24 on the game clock. It's a baseline inbound, and a quick dive towards the basket. Elijah Lewis sniffed out what the defense was playing on him, and an easy layup.
Yeah, first field goal in the last 3 minutes and 50 for Maris. Needed it. Needed it as time starts to tick here.
Lewis on the defensive end against McComb as well. Just talked about the figures for McComb today, way down from averages, and that is because Elijah Lewis has played some phenomenal defense on him. Here he is again.
Stifling D, again, forcing a shot and missing.
Not even hitting the rim. McComb had possession for about 12 seconds, and Elijah Lewis was right on him that entire time.
Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of great defenders on this Maris team, and that's really the reason why they're still in this game. The offense hasn't been there.
Lewis, mid-range jumper, no good.
Lewis hasn't been afraid to fire in this half.
And he's feeling it. Sometimes you get generated on the defensive end, and that translates to the offensive side. It's one of those scoring threats that the Red Foxes would love to see continue to pull the trigger.
Shout out to Elijah Lewis for now reaching double-digit points. First person in double digits on the game.
A big-time three from the corner, Posier. He was trying to find it early on. Eventually gets it to go. It's back up to a 5-point lead.
Yeah, that should get his confidence up a little bit. It's been a tough game for him. Knocks down a huge corner three.
Lewis tries to swing it to Collins Robert. It's tipped. Eventually gets to him on the wing. Takes the screen from Schofield. And then a three-ball Elijah Lewis. And a foul offensively, says Elijah Lewis might have stuck out the leg and tripped the defender as he was shooting.
Wow.
Thought it was going to be three shots for Lewis.
I thought so, too. And, you know, Lewis kind of kicks out that front leg on his shot regardless. But it looked like it may have nicked a Wildcat leg, and it'll be a foul on Elijah Lewis.
That's what they're going to stick with as we head to another timeout. 6:54 remain. Maris down 5 desperately, needing some fuel coming out of this timeout. It's getting towards that now or never time for the Red Foxes. They have to find the gas, and they have to find it quickly. Under 7 minutes remain in the game, and Maris has still yet to see a lead so far against New Hampshire. New Hampshire with possession. It's Sunderland looking to work on Lewis. A tough guy to battle against thus far today. Has an open man in the corner. Hamlin thinks about the shot. Decides to keep it. Now 9 remain on the shot clock. Sunderland pulls up from 3. It's blocked by Lewis.
Wow, great block from Lewis. Great athleticism. I've been really, really impressed with what Lewis has had to offer today. Going back to your rebound comment from earlier, part of that is the offensive rebounds being 6-1 in favor of the Wildcats.
Daughtry drives in, left-handed hook. Oh, yeah. 37-34.
3-point game now. Going to need to put together some stops.
Hamlin drives in on Collins Roberts, kicks it out. Posier. Out to Badru. Badru working on Daughtry, another tough guy to go against, but gets the post hook to go.
Yeah, double digits now for Badru now.
Back up to a 5-point lead.
Lacombs
for New Hampshire
at the scorer's table looking to check in.
Okpomo and McComb, two key figures for this New Hampshire squad. Pascarelli, deep three off the handoff from Collins. In and around, Price the offensive rebound.
There it is. See, those are the
and fouled.
Those are the kind of things I was talking about just a couple minutes ago. The offensive rebounds, giving after a really good shot from Pascarelli, you just really can't seem to buy a point. It's a great second effort from Jackson Price, able to tip it to himself and come up with an offensive rebound, and now two shots.
It seems like, especially on that shot, everything was clicking for Pascarelli. Came off the handoff, feet set, release looks good. It hits the rim maybe eight times and then pops out.
He's hit probably every single piece of that rim today.
Jackson Price knocks in the first free throw. Was 2 for 2 in the first half.
Yeah, really the only one shooting free throws well currently for the Red Foxes.
And he remains perfect. 4 for 4, cuts the lead back to one possession. It's 39-36 with 5:14 remaining.
A little half-court press here from JCR.
Collins Roberts on Sunderland. Sunderland looking to post Collins Roberts up. Eventually kicks it out. Badrew drives in on Daughtry. With the help of Price,
great,
they get a jump ball.
Great trap there. Badrew's going towards the baseline. It was Price and Daughtry collapsing on him, forcing a jump ball.
The possession arrow is going to stand with New Hampshire, but 12 seconds remain on the shot clock as McComb and Okpomo are back into the game.
Lewis is on McComb. He's done a great job all day. Looking to stop McComb's double-digit scoring streak at 7 games.
And tough aggression for the Red Foxes. Baseline inbound goes way towards half court up to Badrew. Daughtry tried to get a piece of it, instead connects with Badrew and draws a foul. So now sideline inbound goes to Okpomo. Back to Sunderland. All the way at the logo with 13 remaining on the shot clock. Gets a screen, attacks at Price, back out, three ball, Postier,
oh, wow.
Book it.
He saved his three-point stroke for the second half, because the first half, three ugly ones, and the second half, two pure ones.
Could not find it, coming alive at the right time. It's a six-point lead. Elijah Lewis gives it to Pascarelli, pull-up jumper, that's sweet.
Pascarelli needed to see one go through. Sees it there. It's 38-42.
So cuts the lead to 4. Still 2 possessions as 4 minutes and 16 seconds remain in the game. But that is exactly, as you said, what Josh Pascarelli needed. Have to open up that rim. Finally sees one go through. And if Maris is going to come back in this one, it's probably going to be with the likes of Josh Pascarelli on the scoring end.
Yeah, I mean, he's now 4 for 10. 9 points. Pascarelli, like you said, is the key to victory for Marist. It's been that way all year.
On the other end, it'll be interesting to see who New Hampshire really leads on. Obviously, Anthony McComb has been their guy all season long, but just the stifling defense from Elijah Lewis has held him to single digits and really not many buckets on the night.
Now 1 for 8 for McComb today. 0 for 2 from downtown. Does have an assist and couple of rebounds, but McComb's been running a lot of cardio out there tonight.
And that is mainly because of the assignment that Elijah Lewis has had sticking to McComb. And because of that, we've seen Postier with some big threes down the line.
Yeah.
We've seen Sunderland try and step up on the offensive end, and we've seen Hamlin off the bench really be that contributor as in that six-man role. So who will it be towards the end that New Hampshire really leans on?
I think I've been noticing the past couple of minutes that Sunderland really has been their primarily ball handler. Earlier in the game, it had been McComb. I think the offense right now is running through Sunderland, who's got 3 assists on the day, 6 rebounds, 6 points, kind of done a bit of everything. I'd look for him to really facilitate the offense, but it's hard to look past those 17 points per game that McComb has to offer. Maybe he can turn it up these last 4 minutes and 15 seconds to put the nail in the coffin.
Definitely have to look to give McComb his touches and try and free him up. Maybe a couple screens to get him away from Elijah Lewis. And we'll see how the Wildcats deal with the Marist defense. They come out in a press. It's into McComb originally, and it's over to Sunderland. Pascarelli on Sunderland. Gets some help from Collins Roberts. They switch off. Sunderland wasting half the shot clock trying to work on Collins Roberts. Eventually dishes it out. It's back up top. The drive in from Badru. Doesn't get anything, and Collins Roberts comes away with it.
Good rebound from Collins Roberts.
Daughtry into the lane, takes the contact and scores with the foul.
Yeah, count that baby in a foul. Not Pascarelli, it's Daughtry. Head of steam, lays it in and one. Great play. Needed that as the deficit's now down to two and have a chance to cut to one.
And New Hampshire not liking what they saw there. Okpomo tried to take the charge, might have been in the restricted area or just didn't plant his feet and set them in time. Nonetheless, it's a score, getting it back to 42-40. And with one more free throw, could be within one. We'll see if Daughtry can finish off the three-point play after the quick break on a timeout.